Hello, I'm Randy Andrews, and today on Q Perception, I'm examining The Empire Strikes Back, which is episode 5 in the series of the Skywalker saga, but one of the most important films to date for the Star Wars series. Empire Strikes Back continues the story of Luke Skywalker and also Darth Vader and his hunt of Luke, as well as Han Solo and the princess. There is betrayal, reveals unknown, and excellent action cues that John Williams presents. The Empire Strikes Back has cues that expand on ideas from the original film and give hints to future films that are yet to take place. You may wonder, though, why would you choose a film that is so long ago? Well, the specific cue I've chosen stems from the 2-disc release of the original trilogy. It's when John Williams took some of the cues from the films and created amazing suites of music and even just individual cues that carried you through an expansive scene. The cue I've chosen is the asteroid field. Star Destroyers, empowered by Darth Vader's theme, are pursuing the Falcon, and the failure of the hyperdrive forces Han to take desperate action, flying full speed into an asteroid belt. As the Falcon weaves to and fro, barely missing several collisions, John Williams supports their progress with amazing flight music consisting of staccato woodwinds and string figures with counter staccato horn declarations. At 2 minutes 17 seconds, the horns dramatico usher in a new melody, which raises the stakes. As the last pursuing fighter crashes at 3 minutes 20 seconds, Han takes the Falcon into a cavernous asteroid to hide, supported by a warm rendering of the Han and Leia love theme, one of the most played energetic pieces of film music in the entire Star Wars saga thus far. Not only do we hear this cue in the film, but also the film Solo, A Star Wars Story, and to a greater element, weaving the familiar with brand new. That, of course, is for another episode. John Williams creates an energy for this cue that carries you throughout the whole scene of the film, from the first appearance of the Star Destroyers to the fateful encounter with the asteroids and avoiding them while evading the TIE fighters. He later recorded a concert suite of this cue entitled the same, but that cue is a whole 25 seconds longer than this one. At some point, we'll examine that cue. I adore The Empire Strikes Back, and no doubt I will share another cue from this film in the future. You have a great deal to look forward to. But as it is today, I'll present the asteroid field. So until next time, keep changing your cue perception. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Q Perception. If you want to check out my website, soundtrackally.com, please do so. Also, check out my work at cinematicsound.net and enjoy the other programming.